From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. New grants funded by the lease of Memorial Health System to UC Health are set to help 35 organizations in El Paso and Teller counties. The Colorado Springs Health Foundation awarded a total of nearly $1.4 million. Grantees include Harrison District 2 for a physical activity initiative, Mental Health Colorado for a regional coordinator in the Pikes Peak area, and Urban Peak for health services. Tomorrow is the deadline to pass the state's budget for next fiscal year, and lawmakers have not yet met to finalize the plan. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, this delay could put the legislature in a tight spot.
Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the Colorado Constitution requires state lawmakers to do. And with the deadline looming, there isn't a lot of time for them to finalize the proposal and reconcile differences in the versions passed by both chambers. The House has delayed two budget-related bills that need to pass before it can be finalized. One of those measures would lead to $500 million in cuts for hospitals.
As I've said before, do we really want to have a budget that cuts hospitals by $264 million times two with the federal cut that would also come with that?
That's Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon, the vice chair of the budget committee. She says extending the deadline is necessary to help reach a deal to avoid those cuts. But Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham urges the House to move the budget forward first. Grantham says if the budget doesn't pass this week, it means the legislature might not have time to override any of the governor's potential line item vetoes. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.